kazi lava kova kupati.
I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges.
Power FM.
Game over.
Non-stop hits all day, every
day. Crying in the bedroom, you know when the tea's drying on my tears, miss I'm on a bed.
After
you.
Yeah, that's
it. Don't get you here like that.
FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Malsampa apologizes to ETZ over fake tent claims. NGOCC calls for tougher penalties for child filers, backs surgical castration with safeguards. Pope Leo appeals for peace for people fleeing violence in Eastern Congo. In sports news, Celtic move up to second in ZPL National League.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Chris Wanji. Matera Member of Parliament, Mao Sampa, has publicly apologized to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, after admitting that his earlier claim about a fake tent polling station along the Lai Road was incorrect. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Sampa said he acted on information from residents on voting day who alleged that a tent polling station had been set up and the voters were being transported from Chilanga. He explained that a Patriotic Front official sent to verify the claim initially reported the station as unusual, prompting Mr. Sampa to raise the alarm. However, upon visiting the site himself, the lawmaker was informed by the ECZ officials and police that the polling station was illegitimate. Later had witnessed the vote count, which showed the UPND candidate leading at the station, but oral results from other areas showed strong support for the PF candidate. Mr. Sampa has accepted full responsibility for the misinformation and says he will, in the future, verify election-related claims directly with ECZ before making any public statements. He has described the apology as both a response to ECZ's request and a matter guided by his personal convictions. Opposition Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP leader Sean Tembo, has attributed the lack of meaningful progress of the Tonse Alliance to persistent delays and failure to implement agreed plans. Meanwhile, Mr. Tembo revealed that the intra-party conflict within the Patriotic Front significantly contributed to the stagnation of the alliance, a development, he said, compelled his party to withdraw from the coalition. Speaking when he featured on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Mr. Tembo argued that the Tonse Alliance was not making meaningful progress ahead of the 2026 general election. He added that his experience in the Tonse Alliance was okay for a while, but ultimately became frustrating due to what he described as a culture of procrastination. He said such delays were vulnerable to attacks, and given the limited time remaining before the August 2026 election, sticking to the alliance under those circumstances would have undermined his party's preparedness for the polls.
I decided to pull out the party because we were not making progress. We were not making progress. There was a lot of procrastination. You know, you'd have a roadmap, you even announce it to the public, and then you don't follow through with your roadmap. And then a few months later, you produce another roadmap, you unveil it to the public, and then you don't follow through with your roadmap. So we were not making progress. We were procrastinating. And looking at the time, which is between now and 2026 August elections, it's a short period of time. Really? So we couldn't afford any more procrastination ourselves.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security says the recent engagement and physical presence of government officials in the DRC have allegedly begun yielding positive results, restoring confidence and stability among truck drivers who have for years faced serious security challenges, including violence, harassment and loss of life while in transit. The commitment was made during the 14th session of the DRC Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defence and Security, held in Lubumbashi from the 12th to the 16th of January 2026, where the two countries discussed security concerns affecting international transporters. The Commission resolved that security must be strengthened in areas where attacks on international truck drivers have been reported, noting that such incidents pose a risk to the smooth flow of commerce and regional trade. Speaking after safely leaving the DRC, one Zambian truck driver, Mr. Frederick Ngulube, expressed deep gratitude for government's intervention, noting that the presence of Zambian officials significantly improved safety conditions and the treatment received was noticeably better than before. Mr. Ngulube has therefore appealed to government to continue paying attention to their concerns and sustain security efforts until loss and solution is fully implemented. The driver lamented that he spent over 40 days in the DRC, having entered on the 7th of December and only returning on January 17th, 2026. Meanwhile, Ministry Public Relations Officer Gillian Namungala disclosed that during the meeting, the Zambian acknowledged these concerns and emphasized that the resolution of the Commission are aimed at strengthening cross-border security cooperation, ensuring the safe movement of goods and protecting the lives and dignity of truck drivers who play a vital role in regional trade and economic development. Zambian truck drivers and other foreign drivers operating in the DRC have been facing harassment attacks that saw a Zambian truck driver being murdered by criminals in December. The Non-Government Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has called for significantly stiffer penalties for child defilers, including the introduction of surgical castration, while stressing the need for rigorous and credible investigations to prevent miscarriages of justice. Speaking on the matter, NGOCC Executive Director Animbewe Namela said the organization supports harsher punishment for perpetrators of child sexual abuse, arguing that existing measures have failed to deter the crime. However, Mrs. Namela cautioned that such severe penalties must be accompanied by robust investigative systems to ensure only the guilty are punished. She warned that irreversible punishments such as castration demand the highest standards of evidence. Ms. Namela underscored the importance of strengthening forensic capacity nationwide, noting that access to reliable forensic investigations remains uneven across the country. At the same time, the NGOCC Executive Director warned against using the call for thorough investigations as a loophole that follows offenders to escape justice.
And we went further than what you have actually outlined there. We said besides no bond and no bail, we actually called for surgical castration. But then the only rider that we put there is that when we come to matters like surgical castration or stiffer penalties, we need to make sure that the investigation elements are very, very rigid, and that they're very they will produce results that are really valid. Because can you imagine somebody being incarcerated and these forensic investigations must be available across the country, and the investigation must be very, very thorough.
In international news, President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud was in Somalia's last Anod on Friday, the first visit by a head of state in more than 40 years. The trip comes amid growing tensions between Mogadishu and the breakaway region of Somaliland that claims last Anod, the provincial capital of Sool, as its own. In 2007, Somaliland took control of last Anod but was forced to withdraw in 2023 after deadly clashes with Somali forces and pro-Mogadishu militias. Northeast state includes Sool, Sanaag and Sayan, all of which Somaliland claims are integral to its borders. The renewed diplomatic push comes after Israel officially recognized Somaliland, drawing strong opposition from Mogadishu and the international community. Still in international news, Pope Leo appealed for peace for the people of Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday as part of his weekly message to the faithful in St. Peter's Square. African News has more.
Pope Leo appealed for peace for the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo on Sunday as part of his weekly message to the faithful in St. Peter's Square. Eastern Congo is facing renewed violence after decades of fighting between government forces and dozens of armed groups. vying for control of the mineral-rich area. Today, I would like to recall in particular the great